We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Late last night, Dan Wolkin of USA Today is the man who had the sources, broke the story of Justin Fields and his transfer, and he joins us this morning on the WadeFord.com hotline. Morning to you, Dan.
Dan,
hey, good morning.
Dan, obviously you created a firestorm here in town with the story. And I know you live in Atlanta, so you understand kind of the culture and everything. What do you say, though, to now we're starting to get these other stories about the stepmom saying he hasn't made a decision, this, that, and the other? What are you kind of saying to all of the rebuttals that I guess we're starting to see trying to pop up around this story?
Well, I don't really have a lot of interest in rebuttals or whatever other people are saying. I mean, I can only tell you this. The way it works now in the NCAA transfer system is that if you have an interest in transferring, you have to put your request into the school, and then the school has 48 hours to then enter it into the transfer portal, which essentially allows, at the moment you're in the portal, you are a free agent. You can talk to anybody. Anyone can contact you. Other schools can look up, can basically look you up in the portal and try to recruit you. So that basically gets rid of the old system where you had to go in and get permission to contact forms and all this other stuff. So where we are in the process, and I mean, this is not speculation, this is fact. Justin Fields and his camp notified Georgia that they have an intent to transfer. Georgia has, I believe, until the end of the day today to put that into the NCAA system, and that's what is going to happen unless the kid, you know, changes his mind, which people can always change their mind. There's been cases before where people have said they're going to transfer or who have actually transferred and left. But where we are is he has notified Georgia of his intent to transfer. That's a fact, and it's not in dispute.
Dan Wolkin of USA Today broke the story of the transfer of the five-star former Harrison High product, number one player in the nation, Justin Fields. Dan, do you have any kind of insight into we certainly understand, and John and I have broken this down today, and I think you'd agree, that, you know, we understand why Justin Fields would want to transfer. If Jake Fromm is going to be a four-year player, he's not going to see the field much, and if he's aiming for the 2021 draft, he's going to have to get into a situation where he can be, you know, a star in his own right. And frankly, if he gets on a team and gets a waiver next year, I think he's a Heisman candidate right from the jump. Do you have any idea where that might be?
Well, there's been some speculation already about Ohio State. Certainly, if I were a quarterback, I think you'd have to look strongly at Oklahoma, given that they've just put the last two Heisman Trophy winners up there. And incidentally, both were transfers, which I think is a pretty strong
Texas Tech and Texas A&M, right?
About what Lincoln Riley is doing. So, any school could potentially be in the mix. Florida State, Penn State was where he originally committed. From there, he had a relationship with Joe Moorhead, who's in Mississippi State. And also, I think it's worth noting that once these transfer rumors become public, once they become reality, different schools may pop up into the mix. And that happens all the time. Like, I just as an example, when Kelly Bryant announced he was leaving Clemson, I don't know that anyone immediately went to Mizzou and said, "Oh, he's gonna go to Mizzou," but the recruiting process takes place, and then teams emerge, relationships emerge, and he ends up at Missouri. And the same thing could absolutely happen with Justin Fields. So I think, yeah, the early sort of buzz is Ohio State and Oklahoma, but I don't know that that's going to have a lot of meaning when and if he actually goes through this recruiting process.
Dan Wolkin of USA Today broke the story. You can follow him on Twitter and see more of the story as he links it to his article on USA Today, or go to usatoday.com. And what Dan Wolkin just said, John, That's going to give a lot of Georgia Tech fans are going to be going, can we get him at Georgia Tech?
Yeah, and Dan, I think actually more importantly is obviously he's going to petition the NCAA to be able to play immediately. Given the culture of what we're seeing in the NCAA now, where kids are getting a lot more leniency and benefit of the doubt of not having to sit out that year now, what do you think the likelihood is that he could end up on a campus in Division I and play next year?
I think it's a pretty likely scenario. The NCAA has been extremely lenient, extremely generous with these waivers of late. And a lot of times we don't really get a good explanation for why. I mean, a good example would be at Georgia this year. Why did
Demetrius Robinson.
Demetrius Robinson, why did he get a waiver coming from Cal? You know, and that was never really explained fully. So there's a lot of different things that you can use in a waiver. There's a lot of different rationales that can be put in there. And certainly with Fields, you know, one thing that just makes sense to me and to some other people is the incident that happened earlier this fall where he was where a racial slur was directed at him by a student at the school that kind of blew up into a national story. And I think that, you know, that speaks directly to one of the provisions in these waivers, which is, you know, the health and safety and well-being of student athletes. So, I'm not saying that he will 100% play next year if he leaves, but I think there's a very good chance of it.
All right, I'm just going to editorialize Dan Wolken. NCAA has a hard time convincing me that a player needs a waiver when Mel Tucker and Tyson Summers and Jay Johnson get up and go to Colorado. I don't think they need waivers to leave Georgia to improve themselves.
Well, that's why the tide is turning on transfers, the tide of public opinion. And a lot of it is motivated by the idea that coaches can leave whenever they want and players can't. So there's no doubt that the NCAA, which is a kind of finger in the wind type of organization anyway, has been a lot more lenient on these things lately.
Talking with Dan Wolken, who broke the story on Justin Fields, and Dan, I'd be curious as to how you might answer our poll. Because I look at it, how big a loss is it for Georgia football? I look at it, I said, now 50% of the people that are voting are saying, it's on our Twitter at 929 the game, tough, but we have Fromm, certainly for next year and maybe for two more. 28% are saying huge Heisman caliber loss, 2% are just kind of a little bit bitter here. It's not tough at all, but bye. I voted for huge. It's a Heisman caliber loss. I believe, Dan, that Justin Fields goes to a new team, Oklahoma, Ohio State, Georgia Tech, wherever he goes, Auburn, doesn't matter, and he plays next year. I think he's right in the Heisman mix. I think he's a Heisman caliber player right now.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not ready to go that far yet. What I do know is that he's got to be much more talented than what he looked like the way Georgia used him. And that's the problem with this whole thing. I mean, look, Jake Fromm is such a winner. I mean, he's a great quarterback. Like, Jake Fromm is legitimately really good. And it was always going to be tough for somebody to come in and take his job from him because there was just no opening for him to have the job taken. And that's why a lot of people were surprised Justin Fields went there in the first place, because you're talking about a situation where a true freshman had just led Georgia to the championship game. So I think if there's any fault or any blame to be placed, is that Georgia just didn't have a very good plan to make Justin Fields look good. And the way they used him, I just don't think was very representative of his abilities. And some of that may be on him. I mean, maybe he was slower to grasp the offense or the playbook or to command certain situations. But I also know that, you know, when you run people out there to run zone read for, you know, three plays, that's not necessarily a great sample size either. So it'll be fascinating to see if he goes somewhere else, if he goes to an Oklahoma. You know, what do they do with him? I mean, from what I was always told, he was a better thrower than runner. I mean, he's a dual threat quarterback, but he's truly a great passer. And that never really came through in the way Georgia used him. So I just don't know what he is.
Dan, very quickly, because we're up against it. But, you know, before all this came out, I really thought that you would see a lot of Justin Fields in the Sugar Bowl. As to your point, a real opportunity to get him live reps against a good defense and a team that is going to be pretty good in Texas going into next season. Do you think at this point, you know, Kirby is, just even if you speculate, that he's 100% sure that Justin Fields will not be around next year and really can't do anything to plan for him being in the Sugar Bowl?
Well, I'm sure they're trying to keep him and trying to make any sort of pitch to say, hey, just stick with this for another month and, you know, whatever, and then maybe he'll get some they're trying to plan for more reps in the Sugar Bowl. But, I mean, I just think you have to look at it. They had 12 games, 13 games, and they never really found a good role for him. They had a lot of blowouts. They had a lot of opportunities where they could have thrown him into some, you know, live fire situations, and didn't really happen. So I it would feel kind of forced to me to suddenly do it in the Sugar Bowl when you've had a whole season. But I'm sure they're you know, I'm sure they don't want to lose him. So they'll try to do whatever they can to try to change his mind.
Dan, do appreciate. Thank you very much for taking the time this morning.
Thanks, Dan.
No problem. Thanks, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.